Roger Saffold, number 76, left tackle, and this is Rams 360.
It's about chemistry, it's about hard work, it's about putting the team together. We're going to win here. The players we're bringing in here are going to get us a chance to do that.
I like to be a physical guy in the running game.
Bradford gives to Jackson. Stretch play right. Cuts it back left. Into the clear. 15, 20. Left sideline, 30. Being chased, 35, 40. 45, 50. And Steven Jackson.
As far as the passing game goes, I like to use a little bit of finesse with a power strike.
No pass. Pump and go. Pass time in the pocket. Down the field for Amendola. And he makes a diving grab.
It helps me to be able to be both physical and smart in both sides of the ball. I played at Indiana University. I played left tackle, been left tackle all my life. Indiana was a lot of fun. You know, we got to go to a bowl game. We did a lot down there, especially, you know, with our head coach dying in the process. You know, we really wanted to be that special team. I actually decided at 9 years old that I wanted to be a professional football player. My father told me, just listen to me and I'll get you there. He actually told me what my position was. And then, pretty much just went from there. I did everything possible in order to get me to that level, and that was just another goal set after college. Everything is so much faster. Everything is so much more physical. And the fact of being able to play with one of the teams I get to watch on television, I used to watch them when they were the greatest show on turf, so, you know, it was definitely a signing moment for me. Legendary, Orlando Pacers 76. Also, my father had the same number. And, I take a lot of pride in that. I've had the same number ever since I was probably in the seventh grade. You can really push. Your body doesn't take a lot of hits, so your body feels fresh. And when your body feels fresh, you're able to lift and do things more technically sound. In the off season, when you're tired, it's harder to push up those weights that you're used to doing, harder to use that good technique because you just want to force everything up. But sometimes, you do get those feelings when your body isn't fresh during the season and you can, take on the heavy load.
In trouble, Brian Arakpo got the ball free. Roger Saffold picks it up, and he'll advance it back to the 20-yard line.
Roger Saffold had an isolated MCL injury with a tibial plateau fracture on the lateral side, and Pretty significant injury, obviously, and missed some time for that. So our main thing early on was just a lot of non-weight-bearing stuff, allowing that tibial plateau fracture to heal and allow that MCL to scar in. And then once we got him to a functional standpoint, we're really doing a lot of closed chain exercises with him, a lot of pull work to take a little bit of load off that knee, while we still can strengthen the quad, strengthen all the muscles around it, and then kind of phase him back into sport-specific stuff. He's done a phenomenal job getting back and really, really grinded during this time of the year. To get back and get back on the field as quick as possible.
We're really looking at adjustments, and we had an adjustment set up, looking out for a twist. The only thing is that they didn't do it, so trying to run him around the edge, and the edge got shortened. And then when he smacked the ball out of Sam's hand, I immediately thought that I could pick up the ball and run. Only problem was that I didn't see the safety coming in. And safety took my knee this way, and then my body went this way, and then they said, no, knee's done. I did everything from doing stuff in the water, doing rehab on the treadmill, the bike, doing running in London, basically just doing anything possible to get my legs stronger. And, you know, even though I was so anxious to get back on the field, they made sure that I slowed down so I didn't re-injure myself.
Roger, he's nothing, man.
I'm absolutely going to shoot bullets through his face. And then I'm going to kick him out. He won't even get the game until tomorrow.
My day is off, you know, most people like to relax. I consider it game time. Only thing is that the game time is actually with video games.
I was like concussion related, but I still, it doesn't matter because people get turned on messing with me.
I like to play Call of Duty. You know, when Black Ops came out, you know, it really took over my Tuesday.
They get turned on.
I made sure I put in enough work with football on Monday so I could be able to free it up. And, you know, I just basically just get online and I whoop all of you guys. Every last one of you.
I can beat these Rams. Roger, he's nothing, man.
I'm absolutely going to shoot bullets through his face. And then I'm going to kick him out. He won't even get the game until tomorrow. I won't even let him get the game today.
I was like concussion grenaded, but I still, it doesn't matter because people get turned on messing with me. They get turned on. I don't lose.
Black Ops release at midnight actually came in to a GameStop in Maplewood, Missouri, and you know, it was the release, and I came in there about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and I was already playing the game, the new game, and I was basically strategizing, getting everything ready to go against the fans, and with the help of some of my players, we pretty much dominated the entire day.
And I'm done! Boom! Boom! Get out of here! Get off of this! I'll run this!
Right now we're here at the Senior Citizen Center. We're over here passing out Thanksgiving food, turkey, just trying to help out back to the community. I really get a warm feeling from doing things like this. You know, you got to remember, before we were football players, we were just regular people. And you know, I love to be able to give back. It means a lot to me, you know, especially with that turkey giveaway. I remember my father, he used to give away turkeys on Thanksgiving when I was a little kid. But it wasn't, you know, in a mass scale. You know, he used to pick out families that he would work for, you know, in the worst parts of town, back home in Cleveland. So, you know, I felt like I had the same obligation, especially being so blessed in this game. I just hope that they understand that, you know, we care about everyone, big, small, doesn't matter. We want to look out for our community because we want them to know that they support us. About Saturday morning, around 1:20 a.m., I actually found out that my fiance was in labor with my first child, my daughter. You know, it was really tough because there was no way I could get down there. In fact, the first flight, there was no way to get down there. She ended up having a cesarean, and I ended up missing it. But, you know, being able to get a lot of support from the family, a bunch of pictures, made everything easier. Basically, you know, during pregame is almost like a checklist. Ankles check, shoulder check, knee check, back check. You know, you got to do everything possible. And then to be under weather on top of that made it even harder. But, you know, it's a constant struggle. I mean, pregame, you always want to try to get mentally into the game. And then to go ahead and have all these little things happening here and there, it's hard to not get distracted. But, you know, sometimes those distractions are the ones that drive you.
Yeah, just the wrist. Yeah, no doubt.
Woo! Let's go! Rams on three, 1, 2, 3!
Rams!
Being in Arizona and not being able to be there for the birth of my child was, you know, it hurt. But at the same time, I knew what I had to do, and I knew it was going to be best for my child, and it was for me to go out and play well.
There we go.
See you, baby.
Hey. Big boys. We go on the wall.
Sailing down the field to Givens, line drive kick, and Givens backs up out of the back of the end zone. Sailing down the field to Givens, line drive kick, and Givens backs up out of the back of the end zone.
Damn, man, everybody was on my back right there.
First off, I'm looking at the defense. seeing what type of defensive front that we're going to get. Next, I'm looking at my responsibility. What is he doing? And if he's even looking to see what's going to happen. Next is, who am I working with on the offensive line? And then after that, it's just mentally getting ready to come off the ball physical, mentally being ready to make my reads and to adjust to whatever the defense throws at.
Coach, they line up in a three on that. You want me to still stay on the double?
Depends on where the linebacker.
Yes, sir. Got you.
Inside double, if he's outside triple.
Got it. Got it. There we go. Dumb ball.
Stevens Holland goes in motion. They throw it to him, and it's picked off. And Janoris Jenkins has got a pick six. 10-5 touchdown for the rookie out of North Alabama.
Get the score, Clyde DeClub.
It's almost like, whew, that was easy. I don't know if the offense is going to get back on the field. But when they score, we still have to go out for PAT, so it's hard to remember. So I remember, oh, my goodness, we got to hurry up and get out there for field goal. And then they're out there calling your name, like, hurry up, Saffold. So you just got to be ready to go.
No pass, up and go. Has time in the pocket, down the field for Amendola, and makes a diving grab. Slip screen left side for Gibbons, slips a tackle, 20, 25, 30, here he goes, 35, 40, down the sideline, and shoved out of bounds by Kerry Rhodes, the safety. Then takes, fakes the handoff, throws the middle, wide open is Kendricks, 15, 10, stiff arm, 5, yes! Touchdown, Lance Kendricks, a play action strike covering 37 yards.
Now, baby, let's go, come on. Hey,
great job, man.
Good point, Sam.
I've always had a good connection with Sam. He's always, you know, tried to drive me, you know, to play with perfection. And, you know, we've kind of done that for each other. You know, he was my roommate when I was a rookie. You know, we used to always talk about the game. But, you know, now it's just like it's just a part of life. This is just what I do. He knows that I'm going to do it, and he knows I'm going to protect him. And he trusts me to do this so he can make his throw.
Bradford will pass with play action. They pick up the blitz. He launches down the field for Gibbons. 1-on-1 coverage, and Gibbons makes the catch for a touchdown.
Woo! There we go, boy. All way. Let go. Come on, D.
My favorite play is zone left. Zone left running plays. Because I feel like, you know, that we're at the point of attack, and if I'm able to push the guy off the ball that where I'm at the point of attack, that then Stevens is going to be able to make his read and get an explosive run. It's amazing. It's almost like hold for 2 seconds and let them go to work.
Bradford gives to Jackson. Stretch play right. Cuts it back left. Into the clear. 15, 20. Left sideline 30. Being chased 35, 40. 45, 50. And Steven Jackson bounces his way into Arizona territory.
Woo! That's next time, baby!
But, you know, really, you know, we pride ourselves in that running game. And as long as our push is explosive, we continue to push people down the field and get them out of the lane. We know that not a lot of DBs want to tackle Steven Jackson.
Quiet Red Sea. Boy, I hit him. I said, ha! And he yanked me while I was running for it.
Lindley in shotgun and 2nd and 10. Steps up to avoid the rush. Throws the middle right into an interception. Craig Ball.
Let's go.
45-40. Left sideline. 35-30. To the 15, and Dahl spinning forward to the Arizona 12-yard line.
Okay. Woo!
There's the blitz off the edge. Lindley back looking. Throws to the sideline. Underthrown. Jenkins has got his 2nd pick. Right sideline, 25-20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Janoris Jenkins. His 2nd pick, 6 of the afternoon.
2 TDs.
Oh.
All day, man. All day. You see what happens when I'm mic'd up? We win. When I'm mic'd up, we win. So I'm going to be mic'd up for the rest of the season.
Looks right. Fires for Fitzgerald. Ball's tipped. He makes the catch. It's up in the air, and now it's intercepted by Laurinaitis. Down the sideline, 20. 25, and now he goes to the turf as Lindley was closing in.
And that's the game.
Sam Bradford takes a knee, and that's it. The Rams are now 3-0-1 in NFC West play. They improved to 4-6-1 overall.
Being undefeated in our division is awesome. And just to be able to take that next step to be NFC West champions was great for us. The next challenge is San Francisco on the way, but, you know, it was great to have that win. It was a sweet win. We're going to be, in control of where we go with the rest of the season, and I'm excited to see what happens because this team, they don't go down easy.
Oh, man. It's a good feeling to end it on the field. We needed that. Let's get this win streak up. Let's get this win streak. I'm going home. And when I go home, I'm going straight to the hospital. I'm going to greet my newborn daughter, Aaliyah. Holla. There we go. Yeah, man. Good day. What I always like to do, throw the gloves to the fans. Throw the gloves to the fans. Where's my guys? Where's my guys? Where's my guys? Where's my guys? My God, you got it, man.
It's about chemistry. It's about hard work. It's about the team together. We're going to win here. The players we're bringing in, they're going to get us a chance to win.
Rams 360 is brought to you by Unequal Technologies, maker of the best sports protection on the planet. From head to toe, Unequal protects.
An RBN production.